Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
2 Corinthians 4. Man, this fourth chapter is just, It's you just go through it just line by line and devour it. But you get down to the 13th verse. We, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore we speak, knowing that we which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up also by Jesus and shall present us with you. There's the law. I believe, therefore I speak, and then I know. I believe, and therefore I speak. And once I say it, it's been said.
Amen.
Now go back and re-say it. Amen. That's when you start praising God.
Amen. Amen.
See this carpet row here? I'm going to use this to demonstrate two things. One, let's call that the line of faith. I have all my scriptures. Don't start this without the scriptures.
Amen.
You go to the verses. You go to the scriptures. You find the word. This is a covenant. This is the new one, the second one. It's in the blood of Jesus. And you go there and you find the scriptures that cover your situation. And that's the answer to your prayer.
Amen.
You don't pray till you have the answer, then pray it. That's the answer to the prayer. So you start there. Out of the mouth are two of three witnesses. You can't build it on one verse.
Amen.
Don't even try that. The principle is there. The first principle I saw in Romans 13:8, owe no man anything but to love him, that arrested me.
Yes, sir.
But that's not enough. Because actually, he was not referring to money there. I thought, well, I'll go to the Amplified. It'll get me out of this. And it said, stay out of debt. I'm stuck. Gloria and I had been in a service where Brother Hagin said, now, all of those that will do this with me, that whatever you see in the Word and you understand what it's saying to you,
yes,
then you will take that Word as final authority in your life and you will not try to change it.
Amen.
You don't alter the Word to fit your lifestyle.
Amen.
You alter your lifestyle to fit the Word.
Yes. Amen.
That's where the victory is.
Amen.
So, and I thought, well, yeah. But then I got over into the curse from which we have been redeemed.
Yes.
Most Christian people don't know what they've been redeemed from. Well, sin. Well, yeah. But we've been redeemed from the curse, which includes sin, which includes debt.
Yes.
Now, I didn't say you're in sin because you're in debt. Now, don't go off. I've had people go off and say, I said that, and that's a lie. I didn't say that. It's not a sin to be in debt. But you ought to start now heading out.
Amen.
Just believe in God. Oh, yeah. Here I go.
Yeah.
And God will help me.
Yes, sir.
In fact, we were discussing that in the speaker's room before we came out. Jerry and Pastor and we were back there talking about it. And Jerry mentioned this. Everything you own is a potential seed. But if you owe money on it, you can't sow it until you get it paid for. You get it paid for, and God says to it, you don't do it just for kicks. It is fun, man. I mean, and that's not bad sometimes. But I'm talking about a major thing. But if God says, sow it, He has something bigger in mind. Yeah. But He says, sow it, and you say, you can't do that. Right. I said, you can't honestly do that because you don't own it. Amen. So you believe God, and you pay it off, and you sow it, and believe for something bigger. Well, you just keep doing that until you own everything. Yeah. Even my house, especially your house.
Yeah. Amen.
Yes. Glory to God. You see, we were blessed because we learned it early. We were already in debt. But you find verses that say, under the curse, the borrower is servant of the lender. The borrower is never the head, but only the tail. But on the blessing, you become the head and not the tail. And in the blessing, you are the one who lends. Or you give. These are the laws of faith. Spiritual laws. I wish you had a lot of time we could spend with this. I believe it, therefore, I say it. That's the way it works. I believe it in my heart, and I say it with my mouth. Now, once I step across that line of faith, it's done. I believe in my heart, based on these words, I believe I receive my healing. I believe it. When I pray, I believe I receive it. I'm healed.
Amen.
Now that's what I did in that crisis. Even though it was my fault, I repented. Amen. And it took a long time. Now, I am not against surgery.
Amen.
Are you hearing me now?
Yes.
But I made a determination. I said, I'm not going that route. I'm going this route.
Yes.
I'm going this route. And I stepped over that faith line. As far as I'm concerned, I'm healed.
Yes.
Now let's go to work. Confess it every morning. Glory to God. I want to thank you that I'm healed from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. What am I doing? I'm calling things that be not as though they were. That's what Abraham did. It got him a son. Only he was 100. And he wouldn't quit.
Amen.
He wouldn't quit. He had a covenant with God and he knew it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God changed his name from Abram to Abraham. He put that H in the middle of his name, the covenant name change. And that name is Hashem. And he was no longer the father of nations. He's now the father of many nations. He's our father. He fathered the faith, calling things that be not as though they were. I began to say it. I began to believe it. Glory to God. I'm healed from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. I'm healed. Glory to bless God forevermore. Hallelujah. And then just quit speaking English. Bleto kalashingo bolak dana vantengo lakamani. Det borde lyssna på att kläppa med han och Nikitosa. Låt hon få åge himma och jag namn då är det en jing långare. Jag proppar hela på märknen och sagt man se. Se på pira glasar på tog jag elpan och Nikodel i tog latano. I kolade kanatono. Eller kommer ona en lik lekalaste kara. Se på fre uppe med men och läskan och lekamanaka. When you no longer have understanding and your mind no longer has words, switch over into my land, saith the Lord. Come over into the spirit with me and begin to speak my language. I will give you the utterance and you speak it out. And as you do so and as you call things in the spirit, and you, the devil hears you and he understands some certain things that you say, and you'll stand up and say, it's finished, it's over, and I'll back you up, saith the Lord.
Amen.
That's what I said in tongues. Glory to God. I speak in the spirit by faith as much as I do in my natural language. Even more. Jesus said, when you pray, believe that you receive. As long as you understand the words. No! You're still praying. I sing in the Spirit. You remember what the Holy Spirit said through the Apostle Paul? I sing, I pray with my understanding. I pray with my spirit. I sing with my understanding. I sing with my spirit. And then I can minister in the Spirit. That's the gift, the supernatural ministry gift of tongues. That's different from speaking in tongues.
Amen.
It's all right there in the 13th, 14th chapters of 1 Corinthians. Anyway, so I began to pray in the Spirit. What am I doing? I'm speaking divine secrets and mysteries. Well, they're my mysteries. I just don't know them yet. But the word says, pray also that you interpret.
Amen.
Not that you be an interpreter. That's a different role of ministry. But it's your tongue.
Amen.
Amen.
And you just keep praying and you begin to. Yeah.
Yes.
I believe I know what that's about.
Amen.
And you just keep praying and it'll come up and you're satisfied with it. And that's fine. Sometimes it'll come out in words. I believe I receive it. I believe I receive that. And I pray for my partners that way. And I pray for all of that. I pray for the nation. I pray for all that. And then I come down to the end of it and I say, Lord, in case I forgot anything, and if there's anything that you need praying, and I don't know what it was, I thank you. And in the name of Jesus, right now, I'll pray in tongues and you go ahead and you pray what you'd like. You give me the utterance and I'll use my faith and pray it and together we'll get it. And then I finish all that. Have I forgotten anything? In the name of Jesus. And right now, I believe I receive whatever I prayed in the Spirit for my partners. I believe I receive that. You know every one of them. You know all of them all over the world. You know exactly what they need. You know what they need to understand. And I'm asking you to take care of it and put it into their spirit and do it in Jesus' name. Now that's the way you minister in the Spirit by faith. You can do that. Just the same. Well, I don't speak with other tongues. That's your fault. That's the easiest thing you ever did in your life.
Amen.
And it amazes me. People come up to be baptized in the Spirit and they suddenly start frowning. Oh, no. Oh. Quit frowning. I'm going to get baptized in the Holy Ghost. Ah! How glad thou shalt be. It's joy unspeakable.
Yes.
And that's what makes it so easy.
Yes.
Jesus is easy.
Yes.
He said, my burdens are light. Why are they so light? He's going to carry them for you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Makes, well, like we read this morning, it is a life worth living.
Yes.
Now, and of course, we dealt with faith will not work in an unforgiving heart. It can't. It can't. And it isn't that God won't, now he, it isn't that he won't forgive you. We've stepped over into the new covenant. Actually, listen to me now.
Yes, sir.
In this covenant, forgiveness is already bought and paid for by the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
So that forgiveness is there for the taking. But if you won't forgive someone else, he can't forgive you. You're asking for forgiveness here and you won't forgive someone else. It's what Jerry calls a blessing blocker. You just can't get through to you. It's already there. Dump this other deal and forgive. Well, you don't know what they did to me. I know what they're doing to you now. They've probably already forgotten it. And every day you get up, they're doing it again because you keep remembering it. You don't remember it the way it was. You embellish it every time you think about it because you think about all the stuff you wish you'd have said. And you just get nastier every day. I wish I'd just give you a piece of my mind. You better watch out. You hadn't got a whole lot of it left. And you keep giving people a piece of it. You're in trouble. Amen. Because we have the mind of Christ. That's the one you need to hook into. And he said, anyone that comes unto me, I will for no reason cast him out. You know why? He already bought and paid for your forgiveness. He forgave you a long time ago. Before you were ever born, he forgave you. Amen. God said, I am he who blotteth out your transgressions for my own sake. I said, no, you did that for my sake. He said, no, I didn't. I did it for my sake. I don't get it. He said, you want to remember other things about your children? I said, well, of course not. He said, well, I don't either. He said, besides that, I'll remember your sin. I can't bless you. And then he said this to me. Not too often that I bring this part of it up. He said, Kenneth, boy, you're starting with a clean slate, brother. Now tell me about yourself. Suddenly, in that moment, I'm sin free. That forgiving moment, I just accepted that forgiveness. And it's there. And I start, and I just start saying, okay, Father, let me tell you this. First thing, I'm healed.
Amen.
He'll agree with that.
Oh, yeah.
The next thing, I've got the best ministry and the biggest ministry. Glory to God. He'll agree with that. And by the way, I have a brand new car. You understand that? And he'll agree with that. Don't mess it up. Stay in faith and stay on that edge of repentance.
Yes.
All the time.
Yes.
I learned a lot of that from Creflo Dollar. I forgive.
Yes.
Now, I told you I'd use this stripe, and I think this is all the time we have. No kidding. Narrow is the way. That's the love walk. That curse is out here and the devil and his whole bunch is right here. I'm walking in love. I'm staying in forgiveness. Yeah, but boom. I can do better than that. And then suddenly I realize
this armor is fitting me better. You know, you've seen pictures or you've seen it in the movies, that armor. You notice it never has a pot belly on it. I mean, it may be gutting that old boy on the inside, but that metal boy, he's got abs. He's got a six pack. And on the inside, this thing is sure tight, but this is God's suit. So I'm suited up. Above all, taking the shield of faith and quench all the fiery missiles of the devil. But I don't shut up and put the faceplate down. I'm walking in love. I'm in the full armor of God. He can't tell whether it's God or me. So don't smart off and let him find it out. You walk in love. You're talking in faith. You're walking in faith. And he gets a little nasty. You just pull that sword on him and tell him, here, Satan, hold this.
Amen. Amen.
Instead of, where is my shield? God, it was around here somewhere. Where is my sword? I don't know where. God, help me. Suit up. That's prayer armor. The full armor of God, praying always in the Spirit, perseveringly for all the saints. Faith demands corresponding action. The woman that was healed of the issue of blood, she said it. She believed it. Then she did it. And she received it. We'll read one thing from her in that fifth chapter of Mark. And I'm through. This certain woman had an issue of blood. 12 years she'd been shut in. Read the fifth chapter of Leviticus. She was a shut in. She was not allowed to get outside as long as she had an issue of blood beyond her normal time. Suffered many things of many physicians. She must have forgiven the physicians. Huh? Spent all that she had, was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. Straightway or immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Now, wait a minute. Wait. Look. If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. She believed it, and she said it, and she did it before she felt it.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That's huge. She believed it, she said it, and she did it before she felt it. And that brings me to this. I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm not moved by what I see. I'm moved only by what I believe. And I believe the Word of God.
You have a free resource to help you study and apply the Bible-based truths you just heard. Download the BVOV Broadcast Study Notes today at kcm.org/notes. Collect the notes from each week and use them in a group Bible study. Use the message outline to teach from. Discuss the scriptures and key points with your family of believers. Gain understanding from all the teachings on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Get the whole week of notes today at kcm.org/notes.
Welcome to KCM.org, your study center for victory. Get information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Build your foundation in the Word with the Online Learning Center of Video Courses, Believers Academy, Bible School from right where you are. Gain access to Kenneth Copeland's partner letter, each letter written to meet the everyday needs of our partners. Download free books from the bonus library with over 50 titles by the Copelands available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.
Every Friday is offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory, and we read from Galatians chapter 6, verse 6, and I want to look at it again together today. Galatians 6, 6 says, "Let him who's taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches." Well, if you've heard the word today, or you've heard the word all this week, you've got a biblical responsibility to go back before the Lord and say, "Father, how do I respond to this? How do I share with the one who taught me the word?" And the Lord will talk to you about it if you'll open your heart. Now, verse 7 says, "Don't be deceived. God's not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap." Did you hear that? Don't be deceived. I like to say it like this. Don't kid yourself. Don't kid yourself thinking you can reap something that you didn't sow. Don't kid yourself thinking you can reap something other than what you did sow. No, he said, whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. And he went on to talk about the difference between sowing to the Spirit and sowing to the flesh. Do you realize that just by tuning into this broadcast today, if you listened, not just with these ears, but with your heart, you sowed that time to the Spirit. And according to these verses, you will reap from the Spirit everlasting life. And you can sow to the Spirit when you go before the Lord and say, "Father, is there something you'd have me do to partner with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland in faith or in finance to get this gospel message preached to people all over the world?" And if the Lord leads you in that and you step into partnership with this ministry, you need to know this. It's powerful. And I know many of you watching right now, you are partners with this ministry, and you know exactly what I'm saying is true. You've seen that as your partnership with this ministry, when you've sown in faith and in love, it has opened a door of access for God to go to work in your life, your family, and in your finances. And partners, listen, we love you. We thank God for you. We're praying for you. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland appreciate you, and they're praying for you every single day. And because of your faithfulness, we're able to send the Word of God around the world, making many of the outreaches available to people absolutely free. And that includes watching this broadcast, reading the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine, receiving KCM products offered on this broadcast, coming to the KCM events. All of these things are free to people, and we're able to do that because of the goodness of God and the faithfulness of these partners, you, the partners of this ministry. And the Lord instructed Brother Copeland to teach and preach faith, and for more than 50 years, he has stayed true to that calling. And that's what you're sowing into when you connect with KCM as a partner. You're sowing into a ministry that specializes in teaching, preaching faith. Faith. Faith in God and faith in His Word. Partners, we love you and we thank God for you. Now, if you missed any of the broadcasts this week, you can always go back and watch them for free at KCM.org or KCM's Roku channel. We look forward to seeing you again next time. Until then, remember, God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for your faithful support. To give by text, text the letters KCM and the amount you'd like to give to 36609. Text to give is available in the United States only.